Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. I tell you what, it really, really, really is a lot better sports day in the city of Houston. And it's a shame that one guy could have affected this city as much as he did, but he did. And I wish Bill O'Brien well, Bill O'Brien and his family well, but time to move on. Do you remember, probably Rich Kotite in New York, but do you remember such an ill will towards a coach? Do you remember such a bad feeling and such a bad mojo about a guy?
On the NFL level or the pro level?
Or any, yeah.
I already gave you. I mean, it's from one person's perspective, but the Miami fan base couldn't stand Al Golden. Yeah. It was like, because there are a couple things. Not only did people feel like he lied and about certain things, he was stubborn, and he brought a type of football that was not recognizable. Now, Miami has been bad at times or just mediocre, but he played this soft style of defense that nobody who was a Miami fan grew up with. It just changed the profile of the program, and people couldn't take it. So that is one. I'm trying to think on a level, not because a dude ditched you, but just because through five to six years, he wore on a fan base and they just had enough.
Whew. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't. I mean, baseball, Jimmy Williams was an a-hole and just did not miss him when he left. He was just an a-hole. So that was hard to hang with that Astros team when he was there. But you didn't root against them. I just felt like I almost wanted Bill O'Brien to lose.
Where the coach made the team unlikable and you didn't really want to root for him.
No, the whole.
And this is a coach who the personality was so bad that they were winning division titles and people still couldn't be down with it.
No.
I can't think of a time because losing is usually the thing that causes this. But winning games, making the playoffs, double-digit seasons and wins the last 2 years, and people are still like, nope. I'm out on you.
No, I'm out. I'm out.
He did something spectacular here doing that.
And I think people can come back to the team now.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, this is as much economic. I mean, the Vikings, that was the last straw. Well, I mean, really? Was that Vikings was the last straw? How about the fan base? You've lost your fan base because of this guy.
Yeah, they watched that crowd. Now it was reduced because of we know why.
I don't know.
It was even worse than they probably expected.
I don't know what the merchandise sales are. I would imagine it has to be way down, but COVID will bring everything down. But I can't imagine that there are, you know, people, I got to have that Texans gear.
No one wants to wear that stuff.
I saw a guy at church Sunday. He came out and he was wearing a Texans polo and I was like, why would you wear that? I was wearing my Astros shirt yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm proud
to wear it.
I'm wearing my I wear my Roughnecks gear, but my Astros gear. I'll wear Rockets during the playoffs. I'll wear an R. You know what? But I can't see myself putting up Texans. Nothing.
It's not.
I wouldn't put Texans on.
No, it doesn't. It's not appealing.
Maybe now I will. It depends.
Now that because he's removed. Wouldn't you have to wait to see what they do before you? Now you can watch the games and don't feel guilty about rooting against them because you maybe are thinking more losses meant Bill O'Brien was leaving. Now you can root and hope they win and maybe they have some remarkable turnaround. You can go into games doing that, but wouldn't you be cautious to wait to see what they do in the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I want to see and again, not you. You don't feel all the cancer was taken out. You know, you carved out a big part of it, but there's still cancer left behind.
Why are you leaving that behind? Because would Jack Easterby be part of your organization if not for Bill O'Brien?
No. And Jack Easterby does have to take, listen, these moves.
He was part
Jack
of it.
Easterby was claiming, no, I play a big role here. No. And now you can't just go, no, that was all him. No, you can't. I mean, no. You said you were a big part of all these moves, and you're playing an integral role here. Well, this team sucks, and in large part because of the moves that you were part of.
He should not be allowed. Now, if you want to keep him because you feel like Bill O'Brien was a major problem and there's some positivity that Jack Easterby provides, okay, and you think you can work with that. I don't know who's advising Kyle McNair to make personnel decisions as far as his front office is concerned. It may be just Jack telling him what to do. But if Cal McNair, the McNairs themselves, feel like Jack Easterby is a positive, fine. But you got to set some boundaries. You just went through allowing one guy total control.
Yeah.
You can't do it again.
Especially a guy that's not a football
player.
You
can't make him the czar.
No.
You can't allow it.
You've already got a president in Jamie Rutz. Okay? So I don't know what you can't – Jack Easterby can't be in charge of – if you're going to get a football guy in here, football guy's got to take over and make his moves.
Are you even comfortable with Jack Easterby hiring a general manager?
No.
But who else is going to do
Easterby
it?
Jack Easterby does not have that resume. Of course, Cal doesn't either. So
who's going to do it then?
Well, they're streamlining, remember?
Is Dan Reeves still available?
No, Dan Reeves.
A consultant, Dan Reeves?
No.
Rick Smith, the consultant?
No. Is John Lynch busy?
Yes, maybe he's running a good franchise.
Well, maybe he can come over and oversee things.
You don't have any picks to give the 49ers for him. You'd have to trade for him. What picks are you going to give him?
I'm not giving him any picks. We're not giving away picks anymore. We're done with that. Let's get Neil in here. Hey, Neil.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call. First thing, I think Easterby needs to go because he was a part of this. And the second thing I kind of want to bring up is the last week or so we've talked about the blame being shared between Deshaun and Bill. Does Deshaun get a free pass now for the rest of the year, or do we get a real look and see what goes on and he's held accountable? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I don't think he gets a free pass. I think now we can stop saying, though, that this is that – you know, it's Bill O'Brien that's killing him because it's not Bill O'Brien anymore. But we'll see what kind of offensive coordinator Tim Kelly is. Yeah. We'll see how Timmy's going to do now. Can I call him Timmy?
I don't know. I guess
he's a grown man. I don't know why Bill O'Brien calls him Timmy.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Maybe he's a subordinate. I don't think he'd call his boss Timmy. The Deshaun thing, as far as fan perspective, I'm interested in because. Now that Bill O'Brien's gone, do you still attribute Tim Kelly to Bill O'Brien so nothing that happens in a negative fashion is really are you really going to put on Deshaun? Because Tim Kelly's auditioning for his next job. So you would think he's going to put his best foot forward, but if it's not good and Deshaun still looks like he looks, you're just going to say to yourself, if you're all in Deshaun, well, that's Bill O'Brien's guy. That's not a real coordinator. Where did Tim Kelly call plays before Deshaun? He's not a play caller that we should judge Deshaun on. Go find a real play caller. Then we'll make a decision. I think the Deshaun thing doesn't become a real thing as far as evaluating him for some people until a new guy's in here.
Well, I think Deshaun's got to hit easy passes.
He does have to be better.
He's got
to
be better.
But people have decided that his flaws are attributable to the people who are coaching him. And why would Tim Kelly, a Bill O'Brien guy, remove that particular thought? He's still a Bill O'Brien guy coaching Deshaun.
Yeah.
And who's to say Tim Kelly is good at what he does? Bill O'Brien would say it, but then he took his play calling duties away 4 games into the year. So obviously Bill O'Brien didn't have that much faith in him.
No. Well, but Bill O'Brien, you know Bill O'Brien, though.
Yeah, I'm aware.
If it ain't going perfect, Bill, I gotta do it. All right, you're not bringing the water out right to the players. I got to do this.
Well, he did yell at a team chaplain, apparently.
Yeah. 1013 ESPN, 97.5. Hey, listen, I don't know how they did this. Did they have to call HR and HR had to come in and get Bill removed from the building? I don't know. But here's the deal is if you need somebody, yeah, well, knowledge is power. But HR&P is powerful as well. HR&P gets that job done for you. HR&P is here for you during these incredibly difficult business times. And if you're somebody that had a problem navigating through it, if you had a company, a payroll company, that wasn't helping you with your PPP, with your SBA loan, if they're not helping you come tax time and taking care of all of your business, if they're not helping you with your unemployment claims, if they're not knowledgeable, if their service isn't impeccable and second to none, if they are not living up to the standards that HR&P is setting, because that's what HR&P is doing. They're setting standards for how this should be done. They are spectacular, and we want you to know. If you need a referral, just call Laura up here and ask her how good they are. HRP.net. If you're looking for that new payroll company because yours ain't living up to it, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 713-780-3776. Programming note, all the Astros games on ESPN 92.5.
Look at that.
You're going to have 97.5 regular programming. And 92.5 will be Astros.
So those guys later in the day can't get a day off for being lazy?
Right, right. They'll just be on 97.5 you on the west side and, well, throughout the whole city. A 92.5 comes in good throughout the whole city. So,
will we have pregame or are we going right into the game?
I don't know that, but AJ was just in here telling me. And we've got all the NBA Finals games, Dell. You can listen to it when you're in your car driving
at
back from
o'clock.
Galveston, your walk on the wall.
I don't walk on the wall. I'm not going to be walking around at 8 o'clock at night.
How do you know you're not?
Because I can plan my own day.
Oh, well, you might not. You might have, I don't know. You might get so excited about another Astros win that you need to get in the car, drive around, get and release some of that tension.
By driving around. I don't think you understand how I work. You think I'm going to be over exuberant about an Astros victory that I can't watch an NBA Finals game?
Right. Huh. Right.
Wouldn't I allow one to lead into the other so the excitement builds into the climax of the
are you edging? I don't know.
I start edging about 11:30.
About 11:30?
Yeah. It takes me throughout the day.
Let's get Tate in here. He's new to the city. What did you say, Tate? How are you?
Hey man, what's up, man? Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Hey. I was just calling to weigh in on this new coaching hire. I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I think the Texans should go more defensive-minded on this hire. One of the guys I throw out there, you might not agree, but I think he had success when he was up in the AFC North and dealing with Pittsburgh and Baltimore. He's a Super Bowl defense coordinator. I think you should call up Marvin Lewis and get this defense together. Because I don't trust Deshaun Watson as you're trying to put the ball in his hands and go win, put 30, 40 points on the board. I think their offense need to be balanced, more run, 35, get him to throw the ball about 35 times a game or something like that, and just let's just win on defense. And I think he can come in here and shake that defense up and get rid of some of these old guys on there with bad contracts and get some young guys out here. And, you know, just let some of these guys go. You might not agree, but I think Watt should go and get that $17 million off the books. And get some guys up there, and he can shape that defense up. A lot of guys, Eric Bieniemy, you got to look at Eric Bieniemy, man. He could have. You need to talk to guys out in Colorado. He could have been the coach up there in Colorado, and they feel he wasn't the right fit up there at the University of Colorado. So I wouldn't go with Eric Bieniemy. I'd go get me a veteran guy, and I'd get Marvin Lewis down here. It's a shame that he's over in Arizona State and can't get up in there. You got Mike McCarthy got an opportunity. You got a homeboy in Kansas City, he got an opportunity, and he's one of the longest tenured coaches. And I think he can come in here and whip that defense together and give Deshaun some balance, give him some more opportunities and get some crack at him. Go ahead and hire a kicker, too, and get that offensive line together and get a GM in here. Thank you.
They got a lot to do. There's no question. I don't think you're going to trade one guy that couldn't get it done in the playoffs for another guy that couldn't get it done in the playoffs.
Seems
that's
the
guy
unlikely.
That you beat time and again in the postseason. Well, a couple times in the postseason. Marvin Lewis is not going to be an option.
No, I don't believe so.
That's not going to happen.
I don't think that's the move. Now, moves aren't just about exciting people, but the Marvin Lewis thing would be, what are we doing here? No, he finishes. Now, we know Marvin Lewis for a time, as much as we're poo-pooing it, for a time he had the Bengals in the playoffs, I'm looking at 6 out of 7 years. So for a Bengals franchise that hadn't done anything since the late 80s, that's a good run. But then the last 3 years.
He was a pretty good coach. I'm not poo-pooing Marvin Lewis as a coach. It's just not. That's not going to be a hire that. Hey, let's face it. He couldn't get it done in the postseason.
0-7 overall. No, so.
And that's the problem that we already have. So we don't. No.
And I think this. It's hard to say. I think this franchise needs a transformational figure. As far maybe it starts with the GM or maybe it's a coach. I don't think Marvin Lewis brings that. I just think they need to completely. As we keep making Game of Thrones references, root and stem. Root that thing needs to be cleaned out completely. That's why my issue with Jack Easterby remaining is real. But you need an entire change, and I don't think Marvin Lewis brings that.
Nope. That's not going to happen. Marvin Lewis is not going to happen. That's not an option. You do need a G. I mean, you need all of those things that you said, but. That Marvin Lewis ain't bringing that to the table. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776, the number. Did the guy just say Marvin Lewis? Yeah, he just
said Marvin Lewis.
Oliver Luck for GM. I don't know about Oliver Luck, I think, as a president of an organization. Dustin, I don't know as far as GM is a specific. To me, you're a decision maker on talent, and I don't know that Oliver Luck is that he raised one of the greatest physical quarterbacks of ever. And he knows his football, but organizing a front office and a personnel department and picking players, we don't know. Oliver ran the Dynamo. Oliver ran the XFL. He put together the entire, XFL model, but that's not the same as being a guy who can find talent.
Did he hire coaches at Virginia?
He hired Dana.
West Virginia. So he does have experience running, or at least hiring a football coach.
Right, but he had nothing to do with personnel there. See, GM to me has got to be a guy that is excellent at finding talent. And that we don't know that Oliver can do that. That's Oliver's strong suit.
Before Bill O'Brien was fired yesterday, we had people, particularly on yesterday's show, we had people talk about how the McNairs have to go. And that's another part of my whole rip it out from the root. Can this organization be successful with the McNairs as owners?
Yes.
To a championship level. Actually, can they hire the right people?
That's right. I think that the McNairs can be very successful because they stay out of the way.
No, but can they hire the right person?
Well, that's the question.
So that they can. I'm not calling them meddlers. I'm saying, can they recognize when they're wrong?
Yes.
Quick enough and then make the right hire.
I think they did yesterday.
But they hired the guy they had to get
they
rid
did,
of.
But they did, but
they gave him all
they
the power.
Also admitted that it was a mistake and they had to move in a different direction. I'm proud of Cal. I thought Cal would sit on his hands, and I'm proud that Cal actually – I'm shocked that he had the nuts to do it. I'm shocked. But, again, I think this is more than just a loss to the Vikings. This is an entire organization that was feeling the weight – of Bill O'Brien's hand over it.
Well, to your point, it didn't just start with the loss of the Vikings. So they watched their organization deteriorate until the on-field results couldn't justify keeping him around anymore.
Yep.
They watched it
not only that
rot.
Not only that, but again, I think there's a giant relief in that building.
No, I'm acknowledging that, but the McNairs watched their organization rot from the inside. And the only reason it appears that they allowed it to continue is because, well, we're winning division titles, we're winning double-digit games, but when you go 0-4 and then you can't even point to on-field success as, well, things are it feels like crap in here, but at least we're winning games. So my concern would be, now that you've made I guess you'd call it the hard choice because you're getting rid of a guy you hired and all the money that comes with it. But I think the more difficult decision is hiring the right guy.
Yep.
Can they? That'll be proof.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you fall into it too. I mean,
so you think it'll be more luck every time than anything?
When Bill Belichick came from Cleveland, he sucked.
Well,
and guess what? You fell into it.
Well, the crass would say we didn't fall into it. We picked the guy, and Cleveland didn't work out, but we picked their guy. Now the Texans are gonna have to. I can't go luck when it's been a 20-year run of eliteness.
No, but wasn't he going to the Jets too?
The Jets were gonna hire him.
The Jets were gonna hire him, and then he said, "No, I'm going to New England."
Until the Pats said no.
And so you kind of lucked out on it.
Well, they identified the right guy.
Well, you identified the right. No question. But you don't know. I mean, there could be he could have great credentials. And there's plenty of guys that have had great credentials and not worked out. And then a guy like John Harbaugh. Oh, you hired a special teams guy? What are you doing? Oh, guess what? John Harbaugh's pretty damn good.
Then they hired Ozzie Newsome. So they have a clear plan, and they hire the right people. The Baltimore Ravens have long hired the right people. So, not a lot of head coaching resume for Harbaugh, but they hire the right people all the time. They get the benefit of the doubt. And and Robert Kraft, because he hired Bill Belichick, even though he had not great success in Cleveland, he gets the benefit of the doubt because it was proven right. We got to hope the Texans, I won't call it luck because they identify the right guy, then they identify the right guy. We got to have faith, if you think things can turn around, that they can do that. I mean, hopefully. Now, was Bill Belichick's Robert Kraft's first hire, or did he hire Bill Parcells too?
I think he hired Parcells.
Okay, so he hired two Super Bowl guys.
Pretty damn good.
Can the Texans are on number four now.
That is true. Although Gary Kubiak could win.
So just have to do it someplace else.
Just had the right to have the right people, right?
Someplace else.
So Gary Kubiak actually was probably a really good hire, except
they didn't do the good enough job supporting him, I guess.
Time to talk about American Shaman. That's what my peeps over at American Shaman and CBD oil. CBD oil it's oil, and oil and water don't mix. But wait, they have CBD. American Shaman is different in that they have the technology to make the CBD oil water soluble. So it goes into your system evenly. So that those inflammation that you might have, or that anxiety, the stress that you might have, or you're not sleeping great, or whatever it is, that the aches, joint problems, joint pains, all of these things that I personally do have, the stress, not so much. I got it pretty easy. All of those things. Not when you're standing over a 2-foot putt, though, Dell, with money on the line. That's stress, okay? That's real, real stress. And CBD oil helps you manage that. It actually does help relieve stress. It actually does help inflammation. It actually does help with joint problems, all of these things. And CBD American Shaman is the right one for you. They are knowledgeable. They'll tell you, you go in with your problems, and they're going to tell you which is the right CBD oil for you. And they ain't afraid to give away free samples. 30 locations around the city, so there's one near you. Go to shopcbdtx.com. Shopcbdtx.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:31, ESPN 97.5. We got a full board here, so let's get him in here. Elfrodo, you're first up. What's going on, Elfrodo?
I'm effing honored. Thank you, sir. John, Del's going to laugh at me right now, but I consider you a man of faith. Right? And I wanted to get your take on this. How much of this do you think Jack Easterby staying around is Cal McNair's wanting of just the McNairs in general, wanting to keep a faith-based guy within the football operations. And do you feel like that's just not a smart way to run your business? And I just want to know what you felt on that.
Well, tough question. First of all, the McNairs have always been God-fearing. The McNairs have always been about character. The McNairs have always been, they've always, I don't know that it's any secret that they're God-fearing people. Whether or not it should be part of your football organization, they're not the first ones to think it, because most football organizations have team chaplains. Jack Easterby was with New England. Jack Easterby was with Kansas City. And now Jack Easterby is here. That it's a part of the organization. Whether or not it should have as big, as dramatic role as it has here, I don't know. I certainly don't want Jack Easterby making football decisions, which apparently Jack Easterby was making football decisions here. He said he's playing a huge role in player development and player acquiring players. And, Bill O'Brien said many times, me and Jack are working together. And, Jack Easterby doesn't have that background. If Jack Easterby wants to be on the faith side of the football operations, that's one thing. But yeah, I don't know that there's faith in the organization and there's, religion in the organization. I'm fine with that. And you know what? And I'm happy about that. There should be some spirituality. But I don't trust Jack Easterby on football stuff.
I don't have any feeling, positive or negative, one way or the other on faith in your football team. That they're the owners of the team. They can decide how they want to build it. But as far as it being a determining factor in hiring personnel people, I would hope it's really low on the list. I mean, you don't want bad people. That's fine. But being a non-Christian, non-religious person doesn't automatically make you a bad person. So you could do that and not have someone who's faith-based. You could hire good people who are not faith-based. I just hope it's not something that plays too big of a part, because it doesn't guarantee success. It also doesn't mean having someone who isn't faith-based will either. I would just hope football for a football team means more, but you also want good people. That's understandable. And if you think someone who has faith means they're going to be a good person, I would point you to the news, but it helps, I guess, for you, I guess. I just want football to be the most important part and to hire good people. Because from what we can tell, what we've heard, they hired a guy who in the building wasn't that great of a person, and they empowered him. So I don't know what I don't know what Bill O'Brien's faith is. I don't know how dedicated he is to faith, but it didn't appear to affect him in a positive way when he was dealing with people. So I don't know. I don't get it. Can you have Bill O'Brien roaming your halls?
Well, unless Jack Easterby was just using Bill O'Brien as a stepping stone and he knew that this would be the eventual outcome. But he did hitch his wagon to Bill O'Brien. And Bill O'Brien, by all accounts, was not a very nice person in there.
No.
To other people. So there is that. What kind of tragic character is this? Is this Jack Easterby guy?
So faith-based is one thing, but you still want good people, no matter who they pray to or what they pray to. And from all accounts, the head man in charge wasn't good to the people in the building. Yep. So hire good people, like good at their jobs and good people. I think you'll be okay.
Yep. Jeremiah is next. What do you say, Jeremiah?
What's going on, guys? Y'all doing all right?
Good.
Hey, so I got three quick questions. The first one is something I've seen on SB Nation, so I was hoping maybe y'all can put some truth on it. But it talks about that the Houston Texans head coach, if they could void the DeAndre Hopkins trade, if there's any way they could void that trade and try to get D-Hop back, if that would be any way possible or if that's already just too far gone. The next one was it also brought up Nick Caserio, how the Texans were going after him at the beginning of the year, but then they got hit with the tampering accusations. Is that somebody that they would try to gravitate towards since they did that in the past? And my last one is Jim Harbaugh. I mean, that's kind of a Bill O'Brien mindset and attitude-wise. Is that the kind of attitude that they like in that organization, somebody that's like that?
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I don't know about Jim Harbaugh. He kind of feels like, I don't want to say like Bill O'Brien, but...
He was more successful on the NFL level.
Yeah, I'm not about... Jim Harbaugh He's kind of a weird dude, too. And he's not having all that much success, by the way. Now, he did at Stanford. Well, he did a great job.
And he did at San Francisco. That's what I meant by he's more successful.
Yeah.
I mean, he's at Michigan, where the best team in the conference is Ohio State.
Yeah.
He's not going to beat them. No, you cannot void the DeAndre Hopkins trade unless they can prove that they drugged the Cardinals.
Well, I think you could sue that you were duped. That you were – how about that you were too stupid to make that trade?
No, my premise is incorrect. You would have to prove that the Cardinals drugged you.
Right. I don't think about, not drugging, but how about they took great advantage? You can't take advantage of people like that.
Yes, you can.
No, it's because it's stealing.
Wait a minute.
They knew that they were stealing.
We lauded Daryl Morey for taking advantage of other teams. All of a sudden, now it's a problem because it happened to you.
Name a trade where Daryl Morey took advantage of a team like Bill O'Brien got taken advantage of.
Didn't they trade Jeremy Lamb and some other stuff for James Harden?
So?
And the pick that became Stephen
Adams.
That's
not nearly as egregious as this trade.
Why not? You got a second-round pick and a guy.
Oh, what about Kevin Martin? Kevin Martin can't play? Kevin Martin scored how many points for them? A lot.
What did Kevin Martin do when he got to
OKC? What did David Johnson do? Dropped a ball.
But at the time of the trade, you were getting a guy who was really good in 2016 and a second-round pick.
Again, I think you can take this to the Supreme Court. I think you can sue and get DeAndre Hopkins back. That's just me.
I feel like the Supreme Court may have an election to decide, apparently.
I think the Supreme Court has got a Supreme Court to decide.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Although the senators will decide that. But no, you can't void the trade. And what was the other one? Jim Harbaugh, void the trade.
I don't remember the other one. Rick is next. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, guys. I've got one that fits all of the tickets if it could happen for the McNairs. When I'm saying Tony Dungy is the GM of football operations for the Texans. And I'll listen.
Tony Dungy is the GM.
And head of football operations, something he's never done before, right?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Tony, would you be okay?
I would be more in favor of Lewis Riddick.
Who's a hot name?
He's done it before. He's I think he's highly intelligent. I would love for Lewis Riddick to be a face of an organization, this organization as the GM. I think that would be tremendous.
You know what I feel like right now? I feel like we are everyone's group chat buddy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you're in some group chats, you go, hey, man, you think we should do... I think we're everyone's group chat right now.
Yeah, we are. We're
so, throwing out ideas.
That's where we're about the people.
I know. We're throwing out ideas. Tony Dungy. Yeah, I will tell you, Lewis Riddick has been a director of pro personnel, as John pointed out. Pro scout, director of pro personnel in two organizations. A more qualified choice for that position than Tony Dungy, who's never done anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Lou Riddick, a legitimate name if he actually want to come here. I posed this question to Lance when he was here. Can they find guys who will come in and be willing to work under Jack Easterby if that is how the organization is structured? That is the next hurdle.
That is. It's not, first of all, you got the quarterback, but you don't have draft picks. You don't have a lot of talent. You are going to be able to get out of the Cooks deal. The Cobb deal is going to take another year. You can get out of JJ. It's that seventh. It's freeing up money. You can make better decisions on the people that you've brought in. You can get a running back that actually can hit the hole a lot quicker. You can just save a lot of money there as well. So football wise, I think you can. I don't think you're in a. I know you don't have draft picks. You don't have the first and second rounder.
It sucks. That's a year now.
Yeah, that's 1 year.
They could possibly be very high picks, but you just tell your GM, okay, this draft mulligan for you. We know, we get it. You don't have the ability to acquire premier guys for this team. Let's start the process for 2022. I guess at that point, it's a year of suck. But once you're past that, you're past it. I just believe you got to convince a football person that they'll have final say, and you won't get a knife in your back as soon as you stop agreeing with good old Jack, or as I call him, Lord Baelish. Can they? Not only that, but can as much as you say you're happy and you're proud of Cal McNair for doing this, or the McNairs overall in doing this, can they? I don't want to say put a leash on Easterby, but tell them, hey, no more the back dealing. You want to have this position, fine, but we're bringing a football person in, and that's our guy to run football stuff. And you got it, and that's just how it's going to be. Can they take that next step? If they can do that, they got a shot. But they have to be able to do it. They can't allow him to sidle up to them and say, "Well, look, I mean, it's not working. Maybe you should hand over some control to me." There needs to be a clear line.
Jack Easterby is a negative for the organization. Jack Easterby is a negative for the organization in that you don't – this guy, he won the ultimate coup. It turns out it wasn't Bill O'Brien. It was Jack Easterby. He won the ultimate coup.
He rode in on because Bill O'Brien wanted him in here and then decided – I'm not really with him, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't blame me for this. But, Jack, he said you were a vital part of all these negotiations. Nah. He just gave me credit because he wanted to. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, you did. No, he's got to take. He's absolutely has to take his heat.
Well, if he was taking heat, he wouldn't be here. He should have been right out the door. They should have been packing each other's offices if he was actually taking heat.
All right, we'll try and get some news of the weird. Everybody still wants to talk. I don't know if we do.
I think maybe this is the day that we push it to. We push
News of the Weird back because people still want to talk about this. And, of course, you're going to have it going forward as well in the press box, Joel and Charlie. Well, I was talking to AJ. Said, we didn't even get to the game. The announcement was made before their show. That's all they talked about was Bill O'Brien. That's all anybody wanted to talk about. They didn't get to go over one game. They barely got some Astros in. It was all Bill O'Brien all the time.
Bill O'Brien said it is a football town. He did say that.
He did say it. And he proved it yesterday. He took over the headlines when the Astros won 10-5.
In a playoff game.
Time to talk right now about Texas Star Grill Shop. I'm going to be grilling on my new DCS. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful grill. If you're looking for that grill that's perfect for you, this one was perfect for me. I've got a little charcoal tray in mine. And so I can put charcoal, I can get that charcoal flavor, and yet I've still got a gas grill. It's awesome. So you can find this kind of stuff. It's unbelievable. But they've got the Kamado Joes. They've got the ones that look like giant golf balls with all the dimples. They've got the pellet grills. They've got the wood grills. They've got all of every single kind of grill that you could possibly want, pits and everything. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a grill, there's only one place to go. They've got three locations now, though. 59 in Shepherd. They got one in Spring. They got one in Katy, and they're opening up another one this month, as a matter of fact. So they're going to have a big deal going on there. But they've also got the fall sale going on. It was almost impossible to pick the grill because there's so many options and so many beautiful grills. But I found mine. You'll find yours too. Get there, and I'm telling you, you are going to love what Rick and Michelle have done with this company. TexasStarGrillShop.com. That's TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Loot and Raid Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Astros on at 3:37, and you can hear them on ESPN 92.5. If you like the national perspective, you got that going on. All the games
here going forward will be all Astros games. And you can you listen to your NBA finals on both 97.5 and 92.5. So we got that going on. 713-780-3776. Chris has been waiting. Let's get him in here. What do you say, Chris?
How you doing, man? I know y'all want to talk about the Astros, but I still want to get on the topic of the Texans and the head coach they should be pursuing.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand why Pete Carmichael and the New Orleans Saints never get a look. Like, Joe Burrow, like, the same offense. Like, they run the same offense. Look how Joe Burrow looked. Teddy Bridgewater, the same way. Like, I think Deshaun Watson needs an offensive-minded coach who can have that team settled, disciplined. Because out of Sean Payton, we rarely hit. I never heard a Saints player ever get in trouble. They always, when they go into the line of scrimmage, everybody lined up. Playoffs, Super Bowl, they should give him a look. No, he haven't even got a interview. Like, he's been in that system so long, they need to give him a look.
Well, so I understand. So isn't this a lot like working for Andy Reid? But Andy Reid guys do get chances. Isn't this a lot like working for Mike Leach? Is that you got to get out from under Sean Payton? And he's got to go out and prove, because Sean Payton gets all the credit for everything that happens there.
But he orchestrate that offense as well. Like, when they're sitting down in the room, I'm pretty sure Pete Carmichael got a lot to say about how Drew Brees is going to run his offense every Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm sure too, but he's not getting the credit, right? Because because Sean Payton's getting all the credit.
I've typed in Pete Carmichael interviews. He has interviewed for some jobs, the Raiders back in 2012, the Bucks before they hired Bruce Arians, the Packers wanted to interview him. It was the Packers before they hired Matt LaFleur. So he has had opportunities, at least it appears, to be in those rooms interviewing. He has been there in New Orleans since 2009. But, John, one negative, he would be another Mass hole.
He's from Boston College.
He's a Massachusetts guy.
Yep.
I don't know his personality, though, so he could be very, very nice.
Can't have him. Sorry.
Well, we just went through this.
I ain't taking that chance. I don't care. I'm not taking that chance.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris. We can't have another Mass hole around here.
Yeah. From Framingham, you pronounce it? Massachusetts.
Yeah. He's that's my Martha's Vineyard. Cherokee, what's going on, Cherokee?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just to pipe in a little bit, Pete Carmichael, I'm a Saints fan, but he does what Sean Payton, you know, tells him to do. I mean, he's not really head coach material. He's a real mild guy. You know, he's not a man to motivate men. You know, he's good where he's at. You know, he knows the offense and he does what he's told, and it's Sean Payton's game. But anyway, so at which point, I wonder, did Bill Bryan become a butthole? I mean, did they do the due diligence? You know, when he was coaching at Penn State or wherever, was he a butthole there? Or did it just come with the awesome power that he assumed?
You know, he did have his flare up on the sideline with Tom Brady. That takes some nuts to be fighting Tom Brady in that organization, right? I don't know what kind of heavy hand he had at Penn State. Have we heard anything? I don't know that.
No, I don't know that.
I don't know that. Maybe he's best suited for that as opposed to be in power. Because what do you want to be, the athletic director too? You want to be head coach and athletic director? Maybe he's best suited. He had some success there, although dude kind of fell apart on him, right? Oh, no, he fell apart after he left.
Who came after him? Was it James Franklin immediately after him?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think people would say the first couple years he benefited from. Now, he had to navigate an awful situation. So he got credit for that and kept them above water. But a lot of those guys initially were Joe Paterno's players, and he had recruited relatively well. But he did a nice job making sure that particular program didn't sink beneath the surface, and they were winning 8-9 games, I think, for him. But we don't know. And plus, he's a college coach. They already have all encompassing power. They're the head coach, right. So he may not have needed to be the athletic director, because he would have had to deal with the tennis team too. But he had all the power at Penn State. That's what a head coach does at the college level.
Yep.
And plus, you never hear about. He was the coach before the age of the player empowerment era, so you never know what his time would be like now as a head coach if he still had that same personality with college players.
Yeah, whether or not I ain't thinking college players are going to be telling Bill O'Brien when they're going to practice and when they ain't.
No, not that, but if he was that type of personality with them,
yeah.
Maybe we would hear about it now as opposed to back then.
Right. Maybe we will hear about it.
Who knows?
At some point, now that he's, you know, persona non grata in the sports world. Robert, finishing up strong, Robert.
Good morning, fellas. I had a question concerning the Texans assistant coaches. Normally, if a coach is fired during the offseason, the coaches, assistant coaches that's under him are automatically terminated too, because a new coach come in, he wants his own assistant. Since O'Brien is the only one that's gone and his assistants are still there, are they like in lame duck status at the end of the season? Are their contracts automatically terminated because a new coach coming in is going to want his own people? How does that work? Do you know?
No. If they have contracts, that's not automatically terminated just because the head coach is gone. I mean, I don't know how they work it. Are they? I don't know. A lot of coaches, assistant coaches, will be on year to year.
Yeah.
Unless they're really, really good and you got to pay them a lot of money, but I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I don't. Particularly two first year coordinators. I don't know if they were getting multi-year guaranteed deals.
Right. You got to find out how good they are first.
Yeah, but to answer your question, yeah, they're lame duck in the sense that even if they did have a contract, now they would still get paid, but there's no guarantee they'd be around because, like you said, the new coach could say, all right, beat it.
Yeah.
I want my guys in. Now, some coaches get retained depending on their level of competency. I don't know. So we might hear about a position coach here or there, or maybe the strength team might hang around. But as far as your coordinators, that's unlikely.
We'll see. And what you said, what you were talking about earlier, is these guys are fighting for their life. Yeah.
They got to
prove
it.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want a guy that's fighting for his life. He's going to work his ass off, and he's going to try and succeed as much as possible because he's fighting for his future right now.
I mean, who knows? If Tim Kelly lights a fire under this offense and Deshaun goes off to have a really great year, maybe they become inseparable. Maybe the new coach says, wait a minute, why would I get rid of the guy who unlocked Deshaun Watson?
Right.
So this is Tim Kelly's shot.
Well, here it is, Tim. Here it is. Anthony Weaver, here it is.
I said before, Anthony Weaver has a bigger challenge.
Oh, much bigger challenge. He doesn't have Deshaun. It's 10:57. We are done. It's the Press Box next right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great Astros playoff day.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano-silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.